Hello and welcome to Editor's Picks, a special daily podcast brought to you by Nalin Mehta, the managing editor of Money Control. This is a specially curated podcast that brings together the best of the day's exclusives from the stock markets, from the corporate world, and the wider political economy from Money Control's 360-degree coverage. This voice has been generated using AI technology based on a voice clone of Money Control's managing editor, Nalin Mehta. The government's patience with Indigo appears to be wearing thin. Debashis Chakki reports that the government may seek to reconstitute the airline's board to bring in more industry experts after Indigo cancelled more than 3,200 flights in the past 7 days, stranding thousands of passengers. While public anger with Indigo grows, there was finally a hint of some stability on Monday. Indigo operated more than 1,800 flights with a 91% on-time performance. Speaking in the Rajya Sabha, Civil Aviation Minister K. Ramohan Naidu said India needed 5 major airlines to meet growing demand. Moody's called the disruptions credit negative for Indigo, and the Indigo stock reflected that sentiment. It plunged 8.3%, even as smaller rival SpiceJet surged, buoyed by expectations that it might benefit from Indigo's missteps. Compounding matters, Ishan Gera finds that Indigo has expanded its cockpit crew at the slowest pace among major carriers post-pandemic. The IPL continues to draw big bets from investors. Ashwin Mohan and Chandra R. Srikanth report that British Indian entrepreneur Manoj Badle is exploring a majority stake sale in Rajasthan Royals, with suitors valuing the franchise at over $1 billion. Badle's emerging media ventures owns around a 65% stake in the franchise. Ashwin also reports that Biocon is preparing for a fundraising. The company has hired Kotak Mahindra Capital, Morgan Stanley, JP Morgan, and HSBC Securities as advisors to raise 4,500 crore rupees, likely via a qualified institutional placement. The government is preparing to pare its stake in LIC. Meghna Mittal reports that it may sell 1-2% of LIC through an offer for sale in the March quarter. With the government currently holding 96.5%, the move is intended to meet regulatory norms and raise 13,000 to 14,000 crore rupees. The government's 1 lakh crore research, development and innovation, RDI fund, aims to support 10 lakh crore rupees in deep tech venture capital investments, Abhay Karandikar, Secretary of the Department of Science and Technology, told Chandra R. Srikanth and Tusha Goenka. The fund, to be deployed over 7 years, will focus on deep tech companies and cutting-edge R&D in sectors such as electric vehicles, photonics, and biotechnology to produce 5 to 10 globally competitive companies from India in 15 years. As Keynes Technology grapples with governance issues, Kushi Kaswani reports that the company has admitted to a reporting lapse and plans to change its auditor. On the crypto front, Binance co-CEO Yi He told Dibanga Nagosh that India is a major market for the exchange. She highlighted Binance's commitment to regulatory cooperation and said the company aims to serve 1 billion users eventually. Yi He was appointed co-CEO on December 3rd, joining Richard Teng, who succeeded Changpeng Zhao after the latter stepped down following a settlement with US authorities. And finally, India's multiplex industry is bracing for impact. Mariam Faruqi reports that Netflix's proposed acquisition of Warner Bros. Discovery has alarmed theatre operators, who warned that the consolidation could sharply reduce high-quality theatrical releases, shrink movie windows, and undercut revenues, ultimately impacting revenues and consumer choice. That's all for today's episode. Thank you for tuning in. If you have any feedback or topics you'd like to discuss, feel free to reach out to us. Until then, stay informed and stay ahead with Money Control.